Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of September 8th, 2020, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. Actual factual news, Tuesday after Labor Day here, and a lot to talk about here, some unhappy campers along the way, but not this guy. He is enjoying an Arizona cool down. Here he is, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, dude, feeling so good. Bergen and I tried to sit outside for lunch today. Still too hot, but we did last a little while. It's like 95 degrees out. And pretty okay.
Pretty okay. You know?
Yeah, right. Pretty okay.
Nice.
So no complaints over here. How about you guys?
Okay. Well, let's bring in a man who, because of a power outage, he is unable to join us on video, but via phone is Danny Bryson.
I will burn this phone battery down for News AF any day. This will be it. This will be the last anyone hears from me. As the battery power is slowly drained from my phone, all for News AF.
Okay. All right.
Are
Let
you,
us know in the chat if you can hear Danny okay on the stream. Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
You're not on a Samsung, are you? Because I don't want that thing to start on fire close to your face.
No. I'm on a two-year-old iPhone, which is amazing. It still works.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's bogged down for sure, right? Mm-hmm. Apple's definitely cut the speeds on that.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's slowing down. Battery life is like an hour and a half. They know. They're slowly just, you know, downgrading performance. So I'll buy their new $1,500 phone. It's coming out in a week.
Yeah. Look, I know people get on Apple for this, Tyson, but if you think about it, doesn't God do the same thing to all of us?
Yeah, but we don't get upgrades.
Yes.
We just get downgrades until we die.
Yep.
But what's
slowing us down? He doesn't have to. He didn't have to do that.
Do we get more? Do we pay more tithes as we get slower? What is the benefit of God slowing us down like that?
I don't know. Maybe we should be reincarnating into a new model. Maybe it's like, hey, come
really
on.
We should
upgrade. Come on, guys. Let's move it along.
A lot of people in the chat want to know what Danny's wearing.
Yeah, Danny, what are you wearing today?
I'm actually wearing a Nike t-shirt, some jeans, and some insulated slippers. So I'm very comfortable.
And you're not paid by Nike, is that correct? And neither are we, Rob, right?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Danny.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about this power outage. How long is it going to last?
Yeah, is it fire-related, Danny?
No, there were fires nearby from people doing target practice, which seems crazy. But no, last night we had a shift from 90-degree weather to high 40s, and with that shift came high winds, and those high winds must have, I'm guessing, knocked down trees. But It's expected in Salt Lake, they're expecting people to be without power for days, 2 or 3 days. But so far, I haven't heard how long I can expect to be without power. The problem is that I don't know how to entertain my kids without internet or power.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Right.
It could totally turn into a Lord of the Flies situation if things don't get restored quickly.
Okay.
Would you be the leader in that scenario, or would somebody else be the leader?
No, Liz would be the leader.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right,
and
sorry.
You'd be Piggy. Would you be Piggy, Danny?
No, I'd probably just hide away somewhere in the basement while things were burned to the ground. And
yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying it could get ugly. I mean, what if they cancel school? My kids just started going back. I can't go back to kids being home all day long.
Yeah.
Who's the first one you eat? Who's the first one you eat over there?
Probably my 7-year-old. He probably has the most meat on his bones for his size. I'll let him know. He's not here right now. But I'll let him know that he'll be the first to go.
Yeah, he sounds delicious. Rob.
Yeah.
You've experienced some difficulties today as well.
Yeah. I feel so bad for Danny, who is like, I hope my kids don't have to not go to school anymore. That my kids have never left. My kids have been here since March.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Yeah. Yes. No, things are terrible here. I try to be an optimist, Tyson.
By putting on a dope shirt.
I try to feed the positive whenever I can. And I just can tell you that things have really, you know, short of anybody having some sort of a illness, or I mean, things are as bad as they can get here, because that there has been an issue that has been going on at my house. We didn't know what the cause of it was, but there was some sort of an odor coming from my bedroom. We did not know what my wife and I.
It wasn't just a stank.
I wish, Tyson. I wish. I mean, I ruled that out quickly, that was the cause. Sherlock Holmes, but I realized very quickly that was not one of the lists of possible reasons that could have potentially caused the odor. And then
corpse?
Nope. Worse. So
black mold.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife. Well, I don't know what exactly. I don't see mold colors, Tyson. Mold is mold to me.
There's
some sort of an issue. There's something in the walls is leaking. I don't know. Maybe it's an angel's tears. That's what we're hoping for. No. That's best case scenario.
Did you just get a picture of it and document it in case that was
documented? I mean, my wife has gone into my wife has already been in a full frenzy from coronavirus of like in like a full hazmat suit from there. But now the invisible enemy has made its way into the house. And,
you know, if you think about it, home ownership or even rental is just all it is a battle against water.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Please.
You fix your roof because of water, plumbing. It's just a battle.
Can I tell you,
a non-stop
what a dream
battle of water.
It seems like it would be to be homeless. Just
dude.
No
I'm
possessions.
You right now,
no overhead.
You heard it here first.
Nope. The water just comes into your sleeping bag with no problem. You just expect it.
Yeah.
If I were 41, and I am, but alone with no wife or children.
Yeah,
I would live in a Honda Odyssey van. And that would be it.
Yeah.
That's a luxurious van.
You'd be happy. Anyway,
I'd be happy.
So, I mean, this thing has just escalated. And I have to give credit to my wife, who was, you know, hysterical from the jump. And I was like, it's not a big deal. It's, you know,
we'll figure it out.
Not a big deal. Look, I got a podcast about Big Brother. That's what I got to worry about. this situation has escalated that there have been like inspectors coming in said like, oh, no, we got to this whole place. We got to rip this whole thing up. We were breaking the walls to we're doing a full gutting of like a big area of my house that we rent. And so yesterday, you know, Nicole and I had like moved out of a room of our house where, I don't know if you know this, my wife's Twitter handle used to be Nicole Loves Shoes. She has a lot of stuff in there. My stuff is all up here because there's no room for my stuff down there. And so we only spent, you know, 6-7 hours moving heavy furniture out of the room, packing. Like we're like going on the lam today, and then I sleep all in the same room with my children now.
Oh my gosh, it's medieval over there.
Yeah, things are terrible, and it'll only be like this for about another, you know, 4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, that's what you think? I mean, that's what they say. 4 to 5 weeks turns into 3 to 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah, this is terrible.
I'm sorry, Rob. Yeah. I'm so sorry. You just made me feel so much better. All I'm dealing with is a power outage. I mean,
right.
Yeah, that's going to come back. Right. Nothing has to be replaced. You actually save money because you haven't spent $9 watching TV today. And Rob's got all this going on. And
people ringing the bell every 2 seconds.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Hey, we're here. You know, also, we don't know if all of our stuff is ruined or if we have serious health conditions also on top of the aggravation.
Hmm.
That sounds pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pray for Rob. So,
yeah. Well, sounds like I'm doing the best out of us three currently.
Currently.
So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can empathize with you
mm-hmm.
and feel for you, but yeah, but I can't connect on that.
The good news is, Tyson, it might have been a blessing in disguise. Those 2 weeks that we had in the heat wave with no air conditioning might have really helped stave off the moisture in the walls.
That
might have
bought
us some time.
Yes, very good.
Yes, as soon as the moisture got into the walls, just the incredible heat in my house from no air conditioning was just nuking it.
Yeah, cool. Well, I will keep you in my thoughts and prayers, except for I don't pray very often, so it's mostly going to be my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny as well. And as soon as the power comes back on, you can thank me. And as soon as your house gets fixed, you can also thank me.
Also, I forgot to add to this story also that because of all of the, commotion downstairs, the distance learning education that my children go to has now all moved upstairs into podcast world. So not only do we all sleep in one room, then we wake up and then we all head to the same place where every day is take your family to work day, Danny.
Oh, man. My goodness. You're living the dream. Dude, your family's going to be so bonded by the end of all of this.
So bonded.
You're blessed.
So bonded.
Hashtag blessed.
I also have some positive news. I got my Survivor game buffs in the mail.
What was the holdup?
They didn't have the live finale, and I guess nobody was going into the office.
Oh, somebody went to the office finally?
Yeah, somebody went to the office, the SEG Survivor office finally, and they washed them, so they smell like Tide and sweat and campfire smoke all mixed into one.
Okay.
So
they just smell like Survivor spunk?
Yep. Survivor cologne. That's what we call it.
So, Tyson, you're wearing multiple buffs at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to wear two.
Okay. So Tyson's wearing two buffs. I don't think I've seen people ever wear two buffs at the same time before.
First to do it. Pioneer and a trendsetter.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I put on a festive shirt today. I thought it would help.
I love it. Is it linen?
I don't know. Is it look at the tag?
No, don't take the time to look at the tag. Okay. It looks nice though. I like it.
All right.
Is it a Tommy B?
No, I don't think so.
Oh man, that'd be cool. You know how relaxed you'd be if it was a Tommy Bahama?
It probably is not. I think it's if I recall, I think this was a Ross Dress for Less.
Those are good too. I'm going to get on Amazon right after this and look for some Tommy Bahama because just even you in that shirt makes me want to chill a little harder.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about some more exciting stories, some happier stories going on. Danny, I know you have a sweet tooth. Do you like jelly beans?
Oh, yeah. Big jelly bean guy.
Mm-hmm. I fucking love jelly beans.
Okay. All right.
And especially I love jelly bellies. And especially I love fresh juicy pear jelly belly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Watermelon
gosh.
Jelly
that's
belly.
Like mouth heroin.
Mouth heroin.
Yeah.
Those two. I could get,
your taste buds.
Well, juicy pear could be all. I'm going to get a bag of those. I'm actually going to order that right now from Amazon too. Mm-hmm. Juicy pear. Oh, dude, juicy pear jelly bellies. But if you can't just have like, if you have a mix and you have to pick them out, those are the go-to, but you can pick out the watermelons. Those are delicious.
Yep.
All the soda flavored ones are pretty good. But I mean, juicy pear just hits all of your taste buds in the right spot. Like all of your taste buds have an orgasm individually.
Yeah, I can feel
all at the
it right
same
now.
Time.
Whoa. All right, Danny, hold us. Settle down. Settle down. Well, I know we can't see you, but please.
Yeah. Half my clothing just disappeared while Tyson was talking.
All right. Well, since you two are such big jelly bean fans, we have some exciting news for you because David Klein, who runs the Jelly Belly company, says he's giving away one of his Candyman kitchens. The only catch is it's in Florida. And so let's listen in on a news report talking about exactly what's going on here.
Well, now a different kind of treasure hunt could be the next big craze. This time, the founder of Jelly Belly Beans is launching a series of golden ticket treasure hunts. Think Willy Wonka with a bit of a twist. David Klein announced the contest in a video message online saying the big winner winner will walk away with the keys to their very own candy factory. Thousands of dollars in prizes are also up for grabs. The golden tickets are being hidden in places throughout the U.S. Of course, there's a catch. It's not free. Tickets to join the hunt and to receive crucial clues cost $50.
Okay. Tyson, is this the right time to send the masses out into civilization looking for treasure?
I mean, it's as good a time as any if there's treasure involved, right? I don't know if $50 thing is going to end up. That's the thing. Anytime you see one of these, and I will go out on a limb to say scams. This guy's hope is that he makes more money than the factory is worth from all the $50 purchases. It's like that. Totally. What's that thing on Instagram that's always advertised? And they're like, this Airstream could be yours. No, not flat tummy tea, though. That is probably one. Somebody will tell me what it is. They fundraise, but then they're like, hey, this cool vehicle could be yours for only a $10 ticket. And it's basically buying a bunch of lottery tickets, and they more than cover the cost of whatever they're giving away.
Pay to play.
Is that right?
Nope.
I think that, but that is a form of.
That's what it is. Hey, it's pay to play. And that's what this is.
You pay, you get the clues. And by the way, this is all a result of Forrest Fenn, little treasure hunt. Have you noticed that the minute that got found, a company here in Utah is now doing a treasure hunt. Now you have the Jelly Belly guy doing a treasure hunt. It's like, come on. Stop.
How much do you think I could charge for clues to both of these survivor buffs?
Tyson's treasure hunt?
Yeah, Tyson's treasure hunt.
Dude, charge whatever you want. I mean, I would love to see how that worked out. How many people would fall into an Arizona mine shaft trying to look for Tyson's buff?
do you want a jelly bean factory?
Yes.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. I have to put it in my basement. It's like, I'd clear everything out.
Yeah. Mr. Apostle, the Jelly Bean Union leader is here to see you for your 2 o'clock meeting. Like, it seems like a lot of aggravation.
No,
you don't want that, but you want the real estate, the building, the stuff, and then you can just sell it. You want all of, you want the deed.
I toured the Jelly Belly factory.
How was it?
So it was kind of disappointing. They didn't let me get anywhere near, which was also reassuring, but they wouldn't let me get anywhere near the factory line.
Yeah, but you were going to do that. You were going to do the Fremunda cheese reach, right?
Well, I don't know what that is, but if it involves me becoming intimate with jelly beans, yes.
Hands down the pants, hands in the jelly beans, run for your life.
Oh, my God.
But now I can have a factory. I can have a factory in my basement, and my kids will work it, finally learn some good work ethic, and I'll be pumping out Danny's jelly beans.
Nah,
what a treat. I'll be hiding them all over the U.S., you pay $5 to find
them. Hey, kids, get your hands on the new Mountain Dew flavor Jelly Belly.
That is exactly right.
Uncle Danny's
jelly beans.
This is what I would do. I would get that jelly bean factory to pump out as many juicy pear jelly bellies as I need for a lifetime. Okay. And then at cost, so they're super cheap probably. And then I would either try and sell it, but if I couldn't sell it, then I would commit insurance fraud. Yes. We're not on the record here, are
Go
we?
On. Yeah.
And burn that mofo to the ground.
Hey, what's the monetary value? What is the monetary value of this prize?
I mean, you could get an insurance policy for anything. I'd insure it for $10 trillion and then it would burn
I'm curious how much the factory is worth. Like Tyson said, how many people does he have to get involved in order to make his money back or go beyond that? What's a jelly bean factory?
It's not a lot to make back. I think you would make $50 back pretty easily.
Yes.
No. I'm saying for him to give away the factory, how many people do you think he has to have joined?
Oh, 50. Probably it's probably like, I mean, I don't know what it entails. If he owns the real estate and stuff, you're probably looking at a few hundred thousand at least.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the horse's mouth. Let's listen in on this big announcement from the modern day Willy Wonka. Let me know if you have any problems hearing this.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Stephanie.
I'm the Candy Man.
He invented Jelly Belly.
Candy Man. Danny doesn't even see the visual on this. Yeah, Tyson, Candy Man doesn't look like he's holding up too great.
No, he doesn't. He really looks like he's on his last leg
it's
here.
It's like when Willy Wonka first came out of the factory and then appeared like very frail and fragile and then yes. jumped up.
Yeah. You told me to let you know if I had a problem hearing this.
Yes.
I have a problem listening to this, but I can hear it fine.
The volume is low. The volume is low. Is he wearing a sombrero, Tyson?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I can't tell if it's cool or not yet. I need to see like the design work underneath first.
Let's go back to the Candy Man. Okay.
Jelly beans and has the hat to prove it.
Jelly bean sombrero.
Nope, hate it.
And now we are doing the goldticket.com treasure hunt. What is the treasure hunt about, David?
It's going to be a treasure hunt across the whole entire country where we're going to be hiding.
Yes. Yes,
this
Tyson.
Homemade video by two winkahinks in their basement is like not giving me a lot of confidence in that as to the worth of this jelly bean factory. It's like, could you not have hired
a window? You
crew?
Heard a motorcycle, right?
Yeah, yeah. I did hear.
I think he's holding like a Band-Aid. Is actually a golden ticket.
I think it's a dog tag.
A dog tag. And he just has his daughter or younger mistress or whoever, like for some reason, just sitting. He's in a lazy boy in what looks like a small
I would have propped up the Candy Man a little bit more.
Yeah,
if I was
directly
would this video.
Yeah, I would have done all of it different. I think maybe even film inside where they're going to give away.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Danny, I probably would have not sat them in front of like a big like window where daylight is coming through and totally like overexposing the big announcement video.
Well, I think that Tyson really hit the nail on the head by saying that this is probably representative of what kind of candy factory you'll be getting.
Yeah. WB in the chat says 10 seconds in and I know this is a fraud.
This is fraud. This is fraud. These two seem like that they are like at the center of like a like, you know, the, if you
I mean,
can,
Florida.
Right, right.
You're like, looking at like a Breaking Bad scenario.
Not a Breaking
here.
Bad. I feel like that these are the two people. Like you have like you go into your news feed and it's like these two people have been indicted for fraudulent campaign contributions to.
Yeah,
that's the look that these two people have.
They're getting out of something by giving this Jelly Belly factory away. That's for damn sure. They're like, we are. They're on to us. The feds are on to us. Mm-hmm. If we can get this thing sold or better yet, look like we gave it away, we can avoid a lot of the repercussions of what we're about to receive. Yes.
Right. Right. Okay. Let's see.
These right here.
Those right here.
You've already hidden quite a few of them. We're going to be hiding them in every state across the country.
There's one in every state, Danny.
No, I don't think either of those two have the energy to go to every state and find a place to hide a golden ticket.
Yeah, they do. It's in you can just go search every major airport in each state. That's as far as they've gotten to hide them.
Good point.
Search coach class first if you're
Seattle.
Looking on planes specifically.
Don't leave the airport. Go to the Cinnabon. That's where it is.
That's where it is. Is there a Jelly Belly store in any airports? That's where you're looking.
At some point, after you've gotten them in every state and had families go out looking for them with the possibility of winning $5,000, what are you going to do? You're going to have a treasure hunt for what?
We're going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key.
Are there any clues, Tyson, or do I just like pack my family into a station
wagon?
You pay
for the clues.
You pay for the clues, but you can also follow Jelly Belly Factory giveaway on Reddit and get the clues for free from somebody who's paying moments after they receive the clues.
Right. Right. This is so absurd, this whole thing. And it's being marketed as like, hey, get your whole family on the road working on this.
I can't even imagine my family. They wouldn't even understand. That video would not get them motivated at all.
I'd be like, well, this is how my kids are young enough where I'd be like, Bergen, everybody get in the car. We're driving around the state of Arizona.
Treasure hunt.
Look under every rock. And then Bergen, well, every 10 minutes, Dad, did you find the golden ticket? Dad, did you find the golden ticket? Dad. She still asks me to this day. She asked me like 2 days ago if I won Survivor or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys, my power's out. I've got nothing else to do. I'm going to head out.
You're in.
Load up the van.
Go to greener pastures with more power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Airports.
Okay. All right. There you go.
You got to split up. That's true. Rob.
Oh, I love this idea.
You stay in California.
Yeah.
Get Nicole to Nevada.
Okay, she could take the kids. You cover Nevada. I'll be looking around here in California.
Yeah. California is bigger, so I'll just take it by myself, even though I'm just one. Yeah.
Go on without me. Don't be a hero. I'll take this whole state.
Dude, this is going to be great. I can't believe that all three of us are going to find one of these. And then what? The 50 finders of the tickets fight each other to the death for the key?
Let's see.
One of our candy factories.
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
I hope everybody considers joining the game and signs up for one of the treasure.
I bet it's the worst of their candy factories.
Yeah.
I don't think they're giving away the flagship.
Did you see? You can see in her eyes and his eyes that they could not wait to get rid of this factory that has been a thorn in their side since the very beginning.
There's been like three deaths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, this is exciting. And you can see her. She's like, I don't want to lie, but I have to lie for the good of my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to do some research and find out like four employees sold into molten jelly bean material.
WB said they only produce black licorice jelly bellies at this factory, which is, for me, great news. Those are one of my top five.
I agree with him.
I'll text my wife and let her know. Pack up the van. The good news is all of our stuff is already packed into suitcases, so we are ready to go.
And you could live technically probably in a candy factory. I bet they probably have a shower and bathroom and stuff.
I would think so.
A chemical shower and a shower for your eyes.
Yeah, an eye shower. You have to shower out of one of those emergency eye showers. Yeah. Slam the button. Get it again. I got soap on my face right now.
Okay, boy. Would this be risky to go on this treasure hunt?
Oh, yeah.
Would
it be a big risk, do you think, to load up everybody in the station wagon and go out and look for?
Oh yeah, divorce is almost inevitable.
Yeah,
if not in the chance that there's already 590 contestants entered.
Okay,
that's quite a bit of cash. Mm-hmm. I was going to do the math, but then I didn't. I would say it's like what, 24,000? Is that right? No,
I guess so.
I'll do it.
Mm-hmm, fine. All right. So a new study shows that taking Tylenol might do more than just reduce some temporary pain. That they have found that taking acetaminophen may also cause you to take greater risks than you might otherwise.
Oh, my gosh. I just took so much acetaminophen over the last 2 weeks.
Yes. Because of your mouth sores?
Yeah, for my mouth.
How much adrenaline are you craving right now?
Dude, what kind of risk did I take?
Financial risks or just risks all around?
No, but they gave people acetaminophen and then they asked them about how they viewed behaviors like bungee jumping off a tall bridge or taking skydiving. They viewed those activities as less risky than people who were given a placebo.
Well, I mean, to be fair, a stronger pain reliever will make you feel a little bit invincible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I guess it makes you feel invincible, but even more mundane things like speaking your mind about an unpopular issue, Tyson, or walking
joining
home
a jelly belly.
Yeah.
hunt for $50, flushing $50 down the toilet.
Right. Right. So I'm telling you, when you're on, the good thing you guys do not take a lot of these, Danny might, but Tyson, good thing you stay away from this stuff because put your phone away. You could be like tweeting God knows what.
Yeah. And we've seen that happen time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody's you know, gotten too much Tylenol and just felt like speaking their mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or engaging with a prostitute.
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
Talking about risky behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, sex worker, Danny, please.
Yeah. And there's safe ways to do that, probably.
Yes.
Are there? I don't know.
Danny said, this is not your area of expertise.
It's not. But I did watch a show on,
is it not?
On HBO once. So I learned quite a bit.
What show? Real Sex 4?
No, it was something Atlanta.
3.
It was really depressing.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was about, you know, women of the night working in Atlanta. Yeah. It was probably the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I basically have an education on it.
I feel like HBO has gotten out of the late night documentary / pornography biz.
Yeah, that used to be. They used to have the market cornered.
Oh, yeah. It was really like they had a lot of stuff that was like very close to pornography, but they did it sort of under the guise of either investigative reporting or some sort of like a news magazine.
Or Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah. So be careful when you are taking acetaminophen. Just make sure, like, hey, would I be making this decision or making this choice if I was not taking acetaminophen?
Well, how do you discern between the two?
I don't know.
You just have to be a little bit like, probably what you need to do is if you're constantly taking Tylenol, mm-hmm. then maybe you need to just take a step back on the risk and say, yeah, I would like to jump off that bridge, and then be like, you know what?
Hold on. I have a toothache. I've been taking Tylenol.
Yeah, well,
you have a toothache? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a toothache, and I've been taking Naproxen, which is a leave.
Yeah. Danny, by the way, how are your mouth sores?
Yeah.
Give
us the update.
Someone referred one to gi- as the
one that fills
sore.
Up your entire mouth. Mm-hmm. All of your smaller mouth sores have grown into one giant.
Roof of my mouth near my molars on the right side. There's a sore that tastes like blood, but there is no blood.
Oh,
so is it an ulcer?
I don't know what it is. It's probably some alien bacteria.
Is it painful? Like a canker sore? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I can't describe it to you unless you've experienced this pain. It is beyond canker sore pain.
Can you take a picture and put it on Instagram for us to look at?
Yeah, get a picture for us.
You know, I should have taken a picture of the giant blood-filled, pus-filled sacs behind my front teeth on the roof of my mouth. That would have made a picture.
Mm.
That was gross.
Do you think are the repercussions of mold in your home?
Oh, dude, anybody opens up their walls, I guarantee you there's mold. And then they open it a little bit more, and next thing you know, your house has been torn down and you've been evicted because there's mold in everybody's house.
Oh my God.
Man. Never open your walls.
Okay. I don't want to.
Never.
I don't want to.
Okay.
That being said, I think this is an interesting part of the study. One of the ways that they did this, Tyson, was they made people, or they tested this. They had 545 people. Some were given Tylenol, some were given a placebo. They played a computer game where you had to push a button for putting air into a balloon, but then it would pop. But if you put more air into the balloon, you got more money. And the people that were really going to let the balloon get super expanded were the people that were on the Tylenol.
Hmm. That's interesting. That's actually a game on Mario Party on the Switch where you pump up the balloon and you try to get it as big as you can without it popping.
Mm-hmm.
All that means is that acetaminophen makes you more prone to filling balloons beyond their capacity.
Mm.
Maybe they should put that warning label on the label.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe they should offer like game show contestants. Like, hey, would you some complimentary acetaminophen before
Survivor.
The show? Because you look, just to get you a little loose.
The challenge.
I want you to tighten up on stage in front of everybody. Like, okay, don't mind if I do. Like, no deal.
Smart. Okay.
All right. Speaking of big risk takers and balloons, Tyson, Did you happen to look up into the sky last week and catch a glimpse of David Blaine flying overhead?
Oh, my God.
I try to not look at David Blaine as much as possible. So, no, I did not. I think he was quite a ways away from where I am, but I have no clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you missed it last week, David Blaine on his latest stunt, I'm sure maybe you might have seen the visual and didn't realize what was going on. David Blaine got a gaggle of helium balloons and then flew high above the Arizona desert for what is being called his most ambitious feat yet, Danny.
Ugh, what
he was hopped
feat.
Up on Tylenol?
Oh, 100%. But I read the original story of the balloon man in Los Angeles who attached a bunch of weather balloons to a lawn chair. His story was infinitely better than David Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
It was an awesome story. It was very similar to the Rocket Man story in that there was a moment when air traffic control got a report of a guy sitting on a lawn chair floating in the air with balloons.
This wasn't Jetpack Man, was it?
No. But what I mean is it was very similar that the tower got reports of a balloon man sitting on a lawn chair. Anyways, that guy's story was interesting. David Blaine, his stunts are only mildly interesting. He had a parachute, and I guess it's impressive that he held on that long, you know, up that high, I guess. But I didn't find it particular, like all of his stunts, I didn't find them that awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like Houdini was doing cooler stuff than Blaine.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that cool. I don't know who was
not
impressed
that
by
cool.
This.
Like he was suspended over the you know, the river in London or whatever in a box. I mean, it's really dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Pedestrian ideas when it comes to illusions.
So,
and you know,
was he holding on to the rope or was it affixed to his back?
As I thought he was holding on, which was the only thing that made it kind of impressive. Mm-hmm. But I could be mistaken on that fact. I was so irritated by his stunt, I tried not to look into it. And that's why I ended up reading about the original balloon guy. Who again, far more interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, balloon guy was dope, dude. Because I don't think he got any permits or anything. He was just like, I'm doing this. And then he did it, and he was a baller instead of like David Blaine doing everything for the
Here's the best part about the balloon man. The balloon man originally wanted to do it so that he could have a cool view.
Lawn chair Larry.
So he goes up, but the balloons take him up so fast, his glasses fall off. So instantly, the whole reason he's going up now.
It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah. So then he gets way high. Now he's up in air traffic area.
Yeah.
And he decides that he needs to start descending, takes out his little pellet gun and drops it. The gun he was going to use to shoot the balloons. So now he's worried because he's ascending so quickly that he has no means to pop the balloon. Luckily, a bunch of the balloons start to leak. But now he's descending too quickly. So he starts dumping ballast, which was a bunch of milk cartons filled with water. He starts dumping them frantically in order to slow his descent. And eventually he hits a power line almost within just a couple feet, kills himself.
And he died, won't you, Larry?
No. He almost killed himself by hitting the wrong power line. I think he was 12 feet away from being electrocuted to death. Gets caught. They don't know what to
run for it.
They don't know what to write the ticket for because they're like, well, what is this? You know, what did he do wrong? Eventually, I think the FAA were the ones that gave him a ticket.
Golden ticket?
Yeah. I mean, his story is so much better than David Blaine tries to get as many people to pay attention to him as he takes a bunch of colorful balloons up to like, what, 15,000, 16,000 feet, and then he parachutes. That's not interesting. Yeah. Launcher Larry, interesting. David Blaine, not even close.
Correct. And then before we get to our next story, we're going to take a quick break. If you are one of our lucky listeners selected by an algorithm to hear a word from our sponsors.
Actual, factual news.
Big story this weekend. I don't know if you saw it, that so many wildfires going on here in California. The one of them ends up was due to in El Dorado. a firework associated with a gender reveal party is responsible for this fire that started and has caused a ton of people to be evacuated from their homes.
Yeah, makes
not
me feel
the first
like
gender reveal fire
ever. Oh,
no, not the first year, gender reveal fire.
Last year in Texas, gender reveal fire went out of control, burned a bunch of acreage. So this is a thing.
I think that we can safely say that all three of us got in the nick of time, had our children, and now people should stop having children because this
is it?
The type of garbage that happens every day. Somebody is like, let's do a gender reveal. It's like, and you know that the husband's just like,
yeah.
And then they have to, and then they have to start a fire because they have to make it spectacular or more spectacular than the gender reveals they've attended. It's just a never ending.
What I don't understand is where are people getting these military grade blue or pink smoke bombs? I mean, like, where are they getting these gender reveal things? Are these like
on the dark web?
I mean, yeah, the most flammable thing in the world. Like, they just ripped it and tossed it in the air, shooting pure flame out. I just don't understand that part of the story.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's crazy that
I hate gender reveals.
We're out on the regular one. That's it. We don't like that. All right.
Yep.
How about this? Okay. Before you get to the gender reveal party, you need to find out if your significant other is with child. And one of the ways to do that is with a home pregnancy test. But one intrepid California-based programmer has figured the best use of their time is to run the 1993 video game Doom on a home pregnancy test.
I think I saw something like the computing power in a pregnancy test. Is that what it's saying? Can run Doom?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I saw something like this.
Doom was the biggest, largest, heaviest load on a computer in the 90s.
So like, I think that there's a very early version of it that was able to be run on pregnancy tests. Let me see if I can show you a video of that real quick. I guess the pregnancy tests are getting more and more advanced where there's like a whole LED screen on these. Back in my day, plus or minus, that was it. That was all you needed to know.
Yep.
Yeah, why do you need more?
I don't know.
Why is it
congratulations, you are pregnant.
Would you like to order your gender reveal stuff right now?
Download our app to see all the steps.
That's how they get you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here is Doom on a pregnancy test. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and show you this. All right. And let me see if I can zoom in. All right, here is Doom on a pregnancy test. So you see that you're watching the pregnancy test and you're going through the halls.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there you go.
I appreciate that. That's incredible.
Yes. Now, are you going through the Doom tunnels or is this the birth canal?
Are they the same or are they different?
This is the route that you would take to visit the fetus?
Yes.
So guys, this is what happened. The guy was excited when he was like late teens, early 20s, bought a bunch of pregnancy tests because he was going to get married, have a family. And now 20 years later, with, you know, no wife and no kids, he's like, gotta do something with these tests.
Yes. This was the only use that this man had for a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I might as well use all these tests I bought for my future wife that never materialized.
I think it's genius because I would have no idea how to load Doom, an early version of Doom, onto a pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so cool about knowing how to do that?
I guess that then you're just showing like maybe this is big pregnancy test saying like, hey, this is not your mother or father's pregnancy test.
Remember Doom, everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe Doom
this pregnancy test isn't for boomers.
Yeah. Exactly. I think
it's for doomers.
I think he shows that he has a skill set, a computer skill set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Right? Like, how would you even do that? You jam the pregnancy test into a USB drive on your computer?
I was going to say, first off, Tyson, that is not how the pregnancy test works.
Okay, but how do you get Doom on there?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Doom, that's the pregnancy test. If it runs Doom, you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And if it runs something else, then you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's it. If it runs Doom, you're pregnant. If it runs Wolfenstein, you're not pregnant.
Or Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
I guess part of the issue is with the pregnancy test. It's hard to say. Is that a plus or a minus? So this says yes or no. On
yes
LED.
Or no.
Yeah. On the display screen.
Yes. Yes.
This is yes plus or no minus. That's how it works.
That's not that advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds about like they've always been.
Mm-hmm. So very fancy. Yes plus test result shows the pregnancy hormones detected. Tyson, would it be better?
Yes.
Could they get that 80s robot to do the pregnancy test? Wouldn't that be more of an exciting feature?
Yeah, what was that robot's name? Spunk?
Psycho.
Psycho?
Sicko. It was Sicko.
Sicko. Sicko. Yeah, here, I'll do it for you. So if Sicko is in your area, you can request to have a free trial of Sicko where they will tell you if you are pregnant or not. And this is how it goes. Sicko. Excuse me, madam and sir. You are having a baby humanoid. Ha, 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 ha.
Why does it laugh?
Because it said so humanoid. Because it said humanoid, and that's what a robot would call one of us.
The robot is already an expert in unfertilized eggs that he brings Danny every single morning. So that
perfect. So many.
That he'd be able to determine about a fertilized egg.
So why doesn't he just say that? Your eggs have been fertilized.
I don't understand the laugh. What does the robot find so hilarious about this?
Well, why are you laughing?
Because I'm human. I can find humor, but I think it's a little too subtle.
Programming the humor into the robot, knowing what he's saying, is ridiculous for a robot to say. So then he's in on the joke. He's not being laughed at. He's getting laughed with.
Yeah.
Because robots aren't a joke, Danny. And I know that you've said that for a long time. They are jokes. But I'm here to tell you
it's a happy
that I am
moment
with our robot.
Family.
I'm saying in their current form, they're a joke. Future robots will definitely not be a joke. The Boston Dynamic dog, not a joke.
But okay.
Yeah, that is
Sicko is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So then programming the laughter in there is correct, right?
No, because it gives it a creepy element. Like any robot laughing will be terrifying. So you just found out you're having a baby, but now the robot's laughing.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
By the way, Danny, that there was some news today that Boston Dynamics dog is going to start patrolling the Air Force bases, just in case anybody was thinking about Storm Area 51-2.
Do not. Here's what I'm going to buy one of those.
Gold tickets are on an Air Force base.
I'm getting a Boston Dynamics dog.
Dude, those dogs,
to the dog park.
Those dogs are only going to become more and more scary until they basically are the Black Mirror dogs.
Yeah.
Don't come on this Air Force base.
why do they talk like that?
See? It's better when they laugh. Danny, I think you're wrong here.
I don't like it.
You don't like the laugh? The laugh is the best part. Sir, your eggs have been fertilized.
You better not try to trespass on this Air Force base unless you have some ham for me.
Snossages. It's snossages, Rob.
Some snossages. This general on this Air Force base, he's got a little snossage. Okay.
Anybody have any virtual snossages? Dude, then, oh my gosh, guys, we create an app. Virtual snossages, where you can give them to Boston Dynamics dogs when you see them in public.
Ooh, and all you do is just rub your,
that'd be nice,
you rub your, but... you rub your sensor on your phone. Your, what is it? The IRD? No, what's it called?
Whatever. It'll be in your pocket. Yeah. So that's exactly where a dog will sniff anyway.
Yeah. So then you just rub it against its nose and then the dog will make eating and gulping sounds.
No, the dog will rub ASMR. Its head against your crotch, like all dogs do annoyingly. So that'll be more
realistic.
For how
long? For how long, though?
Oh, for an uncomfortable amount of time.
Maybe the dog could do the pregnancy test, Tyson.
Yeah, so that's what happens.
Could they get one of those Boston Dynamics dogs to do a pregnancy test?
This is how you do it. You have the Boston Dynamics dog at Walgreens and CVS. Then you take your phone in after you've bought some snossages through the Walgreens or CVS app. As you give the dog a virtual snossage by rubbing the phone against the dog's nose, the dog then jams his face against your crotch and tells you whether or not your eggs have been fertilized.
Okay.
We in or we out?
I think we're in.
Do I need to?
I think we're in.
So right. I should call Shark Tank?
Call Shark Tank. We've got plenty of uses for the Boston Dynamics dog and Sicko, the 80s robot.
NFC. That's what it's called. Near Fields Communication.
Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready for the bolt hole?
Can you do a bolt hole
without power?
Let me open up. Let me open
People have been really stressed out about whether or not you're going to do the bolt hole.
Yeah, let me see. I have stories, so let me just open them up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Tyson, in the meantime, if we have a guy's trip planned for India anytime soon, we need to be on the lookout for a monkey who has been on the rampage and has bit over 40 people.
Oh, my God, dude. Can you punch a monkey that's bit you?
I think that'll only anger him more. I think you want to give him peanuts.
No, but I think it keeps him away.
If you can't punch a monkey that bit you, what monkey can you punch? I mean, then there's no.
I don't think it's a shark. I don't think that they say, like, hey, if a monkey is biting you, punch him in the nose. That'll show up.
But
that's
I think
how you get his respect.
No, for sure, dude. You do, because they will move on to somebody who's less willing to punch him.
Is that how it works?
I would assume most animals
are like
that.
I could see it working that way. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with the punch, dude. If a monkey bites me, I'm punching it.
I think if you just have like a spray bottle and you go...
So where's your spray bottle?
Yeah.
You've always got to carry one with you.
Yeah.
You just like spritz him in the face.
And what are you keeping it? Acid?
He doesn't like... No, just water. They don't like that.
Just water?
They don't like that. No.
So that's... I'm punching it.
No. No, that's the wrong idea. All
Why?
Right. Danny,
you gonna come at me?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Here is Danny's bolt hole via telephone here on a special News AF.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Oh, all so our good. Earrings have been fertilized.
This, I got a survey that kind of ties into the survey we talked about last week.
Yes.
About gratitude.
Yeah.
And I love this survey. So they, researchers from Hong Kong, University of Hong Kong, they analyzed a bunch of studies with almost 200,000 participants.
Mm-hmm.
So that number of participants almost equal to the number of people without power currently in my state. And what they found is that performing random acts of kindness improve your well-being more than pre-planned acts of generosity, like volunteering. And what's so great about this study is now I have an excuse never to volunteer. Like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't volunteer. I like to be spontaneous when giving away my acts of kindness. So it's great. It gives me a built-in excuse that science backs up. How awesome is that?
So you get the boost of happiness when you do an unplanned act of kindness?
Yep, more so than regular volunteering activity. Where it's just like, boom, out of nowhere, man.
Planned it at some point.
No, spur of the moment, though.
Spur of the moment. I can tell you a spur of the moment.
You also have to add to that where you have to say, like, and in the end, your kindness was justified. Because sometimes you're like, you do something and then you are thinking it helped when actually it was not.
Yeah. So is a planned act of kindness a chore?
I think it might be. Like, ah, dude, I volunteered for the stupid thing.
Yeah.
And you're now I got to do it. The day's come up. I've got to go out. I got to get dressed. So I can't wear sweatpants. Whereas
yeah, I
the
didn't
other
know on
said,
Saturday I wanted to stay in instead of going and exactly. volunteering.
Helping yep. people.
Yeah.
I only do spontaneous acts of kindness.
Yes.
I don't do. There is no other kind.
Yes.
For me.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't know when you might do the first one.
No, and I'm super high on my Whoa. Kindness all the time yeah. because of the fact that they're so spontaneous.
I think I say yeah. you're super high on Tylenol.
Well, probably also on Tylenol Both. When performing
Which
the act of kindness because it's
Danny,
risky.
Yeah, take more risks in being in showing kind. Acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Gone are the days where Danny would hide from friends' wives in convenience stores just so he wouldn't have to say hi to them.
Is that yeah. true?
Yeah, I did that once, and the friend, my friend's wife, yelled at me.
Danny, is that you?
Yeah, she
no,
did that.
She yelled. She I know out. You're ignoring me. Stop ignoring me.
What did you say to that?
I said I was ignoring you.
Oh, you admitted to it right away.
Oh, yeah. It was obvious. I was yeah. trying not to get in her eye line. I was trying not to catch her eyes. She yelled at me. She called it out. And I said, that's true. I was trying to ignore you.
You know, I've had where I'm like, I am in the supermarket with somebody. And it's like there'll be like another parent from the school. And I recognize them. And then I try to like, okay, let me say hi to them. And then I think that they're ignoring me. And I get very insulted.
Yes.
Like, no. I went out of my way to not ignore you. You're ignoring me?
Let's all just agree to ignore each other.
Believe me, I didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tricky one where you go out of your way to be like, yeah. I'm going to really be kind to this person and be like, hey, how's it going? And they're going to be like, who are you Snubbed. Again? Yeah, mm-hmm. that happens. But
that's too bad. Think about how high you were going to get on kindness. Right yeah. there,
dude, so high. You were high just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just because it's I feel like that any chance I could get, because I feel like that my reputation is that, oh, Rob's not friendly. He doesn't like anybody. And then I say, like, oh, look, here's my chance. Here's my and then they're going to ignore me. How about that?
Yeah, that's not nice. That's not nice at all.
No.
Well, if anything, just keep up the spontaneity because that's how you want it. That's how you're happy.
Yeah.
You don't let them get in the way of your happiness.
Okay. All right. What else, Tyson? Anything?
No, just all this talk has made me think of that old video of that kid jumping on his bike that was like, I want to get high all the time.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
There's a little kid that's jumping off this ramp
yeah.
and he takes it so like full throttle. And as he's coming down, you know, there's no way he's landing that jump that he hit. His front mm-hmm. wheel is straight up in the air. And I'm going to find it and send it to you guys because it is one of my favorite little clips on. Is it a video meme? I don't even know what that would be called.
A viral video?
But it's only like 5 seconds long.
Hmm.
So well,
I'll just sit here by my phone. Wait.
I hope I didn't ruin the whole podcast mm-hmm. just by talking about that thing nobody knows.
Yeah.
So. Hmm.
Tyson, did yeah. you want to weigh in on Novak Djokovic?
Oh, hitting the tennis ball at the... Yes.
Does that come up in pickleball anytime? Does that, what would happen if you just weren't paying attention and hit one of the line judges with a pickleball?
Well, you would never smack a ball like that unless it was out of sheer anger.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's what he was doing. Right.
Yeah, he was, but his was out of frustration. And in tennis, sometimes you do get rid of your spare balls by hitting them into the sides and had someone chases them down. But the fact that he smacked that thing hard out of frustration, but also not inappropriate. The inappropriate part was it hit a judge right in the mm-hmm. throat, and she dropped immediately to the ground. It was like, I can't breathe. And then they kicked him out, which was correct. It's a bummer for kind of the whole tennis world, because he is like one of the top players in the world and was the only one still left, probably would have jumped up to number one and been within, I think, of the Grand Slams. I think he has like 18 wins. Federer has 20 and Nadal has 19. So it would have brought him up to 19 if he would have gone on to win that tournament. And then it would have been kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But you know what? He was gracious about it and said that he deserved what he had gotten, and he has learned from it and hopefully will be better in the future. So it wasn't like he put up a fight at that point. He was just like, I didn't mean to, but I understand. So
it was a spontaneous act of meanness.
Yes, it was. And will that make you feel better or worse?
It'll make you feel worse. A lot worse.
Okay.
Should they have let him stay, but the line judge got to hit him with a tennis ball as hard as she could?
No.
No, because she could never match his accuracy.
She's never going to match his power and speed, and she's never going to match his accuracy. We'd be there for like 72 hours before she finally even
connected.
That would
be more embarrassing. What if she had one of those like American Gladiator like tennis ball cannons?
No. And
she
could. Okay, here's what would be fair. She gets to hit him with a tennis ball, but she has to hit him really squarely, and it has to be from like a decent enough distance where she can take a full swing, but not so close that it, you know, kind of weird.
Okay. Now,
and he has to stand there with his pants down until she connects.
Pants down? I was going to say that. Is he will allowed to wear a cup? Because I feel like that's...
No.
No?
Everything exposed to the world.
Okay, but then they should move that can. Like, if she gets him, she gets him. But that should be from, like, at least 50 paces.
Yeah, but she gets to try until she gets him. So he could be there for 4 days with his pants down.
This isn't a duel.
Yes, it is. You ever watch American Gladiators?
It's not a duel. She's shooting him. He doesn't get to run around.
She gets a can of tennis balls, three shots.
Okay. I think that'd be fair. On television?
Yeah.
Yes. And then he can keep playing. Mm-hmm. I like it.
But he has to have his pants down, right?
No, I mean, is he wearing underwear?
No.
He can't have him naked.
Well, he's blurred out, but it's just for the sheer like shame of it all.
No, that's I think that, you know, I think he could be wearing regular shorts, regular tennis shorts. He's going to wear his regular. You don't have to disrobe him.
But then there's no shame in it.
Tyson wants to see him naked.
Yeah,
I don't care about the naked part. It's just like I can't imagine like standing there with just like bottomless. He has to wear a shirt. The most unflattering nudity there is bottomless.
Mm-hmm.
And no, so he's just
bottomless with a short shirt and a pair of socks.
Yeah, so that's what he has to stand in. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if the World Tennis Association?
WNBA?
No. Yeah. See what they take on any of our suggestions for
WTA.
Yeah.
Who knows what it is?
I don't know.
TPA?
Mm-hmm.
PTA? I don't know.
Okay.
Something.
All right. Danny, anything else you want to share?
No, my power just came back on, though, so this is perfect.
What? Oh, yeah.
Now only one of us is having a bad day.
Yeah, my day just got infinitely better.
Dude.
Sorry,
Rob. Could be one of those teases where it goes back out in a minute, though.
Oh, yeah, I could go out anytime now. But for now, my kid's on the internet. And
you'll never trust the power again, Danny, after this debacle.
No, I trust them. That's why everything's plugged into a socket right now. I do trust them.
You know that they're coming back at some point.
They're coming back.
They're coming back. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Cool.
And then, Tyson, what about you?
Congratulations, Danny, on getting your power back. Rob, hopefully we can congratulate you next week on having your house.
Next week? It's going to be relatively more. Tyson.
Whoa. Well, then we'll talk about it next week.
Did you hear him at the beginning?
A month.
We'll get it settled quicker than that.
We won't.
I don't think you understand how remodels take way longer than they say they will take.
Fine, guys. Tomorrow night, we are rewatching. Boston, Rob, and myself are rewatching episode 4. It was great. Coach ran his little concert, his trumpet concert on Sunday, and that was fun. Now we're going to, tomorrow night, Rob and I are going to rewatch episode 4 of Heroes versus Villains. That's the one where Coach cries to me and I hold him in my arms and tell him to stop wearing feathers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And then we're going to do another Survivor trivia with some giveaways and stuff. And I actually don't know. Rob and I really screwed the pooch last week on Survivor trivia. We did not do well. And it was Winners at War trivia where we should have really cleaned up.
How far are you guys going to go into this Heroes versus Villains?
Until Rob gets voted out. At
least. All right. I was going to say, are you going to keep going? Like,
what's the point? Yeah. All the good characters are gone. And then we may move on to either Marquesas or Token Sheens after that. So we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah. And then I've been streaming Fall Guys and I'm terrible at this game. And that is on Friday night. I'm doing that. So whenever you want to join us for 3 hours of video gaming at 5 p.m.
Can we play Doom on a pregnancy test?
Yeah, if you can. I already I have my pregnancy test right here. So as long as you have one with Doom and we can sync them somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
So this Friday I'm doing that. 3 hours of Fall Guys where I have an old controller here that I ripped parts out of when I get frustrated. Oh, but it's not my real controller. Djokovic. Yeah, exactly.
But you don't accidentally like hit Rachel with it.
No, I don't do any of that. I don't even swing it around. I just rip it apart.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So, all right. Yeah. Be sure to check out Tyson Apostle on Instagram. Check him out on Twitch, Twitter.
Twitch is Rob versus Tyson is the channel.
Okay. All right. And then we did it. We made it. That's, I don't mean to step on your line, Tyson, but we made it through a afternoon News AF. Hopefully things will have improved in 1 week's time. Until then, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Nap time.